After an unprecedented build-up off court, the Australian Open will finally get underway in Melbourne today. And never mind about the men's world number one, because Australia's own Ash Barty comes into the women's draw as the top-ranked player. Louise Fleming is a commentator and former professional tennis player. Welcome back to Breakfast, Louise.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've been talking about Novak Djokovic and the decision all morning, so I do have to begin by asking you that question. Has the world of tennis taken his side, or do you think the government's position has found sympathy amongst other players?
I think that the players are happy now that we can focus on tennis and that we can put this all behind us. It's a lesson learned all around the table. In terms of clarity, what needs to be said for these players before they come out to Australia. It's been a very murky situation. And I do have empathy for Novak. He won't be able to shoot for his number 10 and number 21 Grand Slam. But the tennis goes on. And yes, we can talk about Ash Barty.
Well, let's talk about the Barty party. Let's talk about the Barty party. The women's world number one, knocked out of the quarterfinals last year, but bounced back to Wimbledon later in the year. How good is her form going in this time round?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because Ash has not played a lot of matches since the US Open, losing there in the third round. So she's come back here to Australia. She's really focused on getting fit, and she's looking very good after her win in Adelaide. She's played some great matches over there. The first match in particular against Coco Gauff was a wonderful match. She lost the first set, didn't panic, and just for the rest of the week played some terrific tennis. And I think today against Lisha Cyrenko, I think she's got a very good match in the first round. Just to get her teeth into the Australian Open, I think we're going to see big things from Ash this year.
Well, she is the world number one. She's got two Grand Slam tournaments under her belt. How important is winning her home slam to her?
Look, I think this would be incredibly important. There's no question about it. This is where her heart is. She talks about playing in front of the Australian public, how much she loves it. I think she's done a lot of work with her mindset coach, Ben Crowe, just to handle this situation. It certainly isn't easy when, all of Australia really would love to see Ash win this tournament. She is really focused on the process. I think she's not thinking about results just at the moment. It's one match at a time, as she always talks about. She takes the pressure off herself by never talking about herself either. It's all about
She's always about the team, isn't it?
Yes.
So potential spoiler is Naomi Osaka. She's the defending champion back after taking time off tennis, particularly last year. She's set to meet Ash Barty in the fourth round. How complete is her comeback? Is she somewhere near top form, do we know?
Look, I think she is. She pulled out of the event last week, unfortunately, due to, I think it was an abdominal pull. So I think she's had enough time to recover from that. We won't really know till she, plays her first round. But I should imagine they've had enough time to really get her body ready. She is one of those players that can step up. And I think looking forward, that is going to be a very tough match. We'll know in the first couple of rounds with Naomi just to see physically where she's at. I still think Ash Barty just has the edge over her, just with the fact that, she's had terrific preparation.
We have to talk about another Australian tennis great, Dylan Alcott. He's aiming for an eighth title in the wheelchair quad singles. His outstanding career is going to be coming to an end after this Open. Is he the favourite to win?
Yeah, he certainly is. Dylan really has just been the standout for so many years. He's an incredible athlete. For one player that can be, he's so animated, he's so funny, he's so engaging. He's pretty much the opposite of an Ash Barty. Ash is very much about mindset and getting everything in order and all about process. And you see Dylan, he is such a terrific athlete. He's so talented. And I don't think anyone's going to catch him. He's so motivated to win his very last Grand Slam. And it's sad that we will be saying goodbye to him for Grand Slam tennis, but he's got, more things happening in his life and wants to put his direction in a different way now.
Well, he'll certainly have the country barracking for him in this one as well. In the men's singles, with Djokovic out, how open is the draw?
Look, I think it's really interesting, isn't it? Of course, we've got some exciting players like Medvedev. he's probably the player that everyone's talking about. He's at the bottom half of the draw. You know, you can talk about Zverev, you can talk about Tsitsipas, you can talk about Berrettini. There's a whole lot of players. And, of course, Nadal looking for his 21 Grand Slams. He would overtake all the other two. Obviously, Novak coming out to do that. But if Rafa can do that, would set him up incredibly well. If he can get number 21, he'd be looking for number 22 at the French. He could really take control this year.
Could be quite extraordinary. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And let the games begin, hey, with tennis.
Exactly. We're so excited. Thank you, Kathy.
Louise Fleming is a commentator and former professional tennis player.